Hello again. Neighborhood, your neighborhood public radio. Up now is a poet from Ohio, whose name is Nancy Kangas. And for the next few minutes, we'll hear a number of selections. How many do we've got?
We have about, four, maybe five. Depends on how fast I read them.
Have our censor staff had a chance to look over them?
No, no.
Okay,
this is raw.
Broadcast?
No, we have no idea if they're okay for broadcast.
Okay. Well, we'll just have to, you know, hope for the best. All right. I guess we might as well just start in unless we, you know, need to.
No.
Okay. Well, this except to say maybe remind you that this is poetry. And let's see. Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay. This is from a series of poems called Fashion Show Poems, and these are made for somebody really ought to be walking down the runway wearing this item. The first item they're going to be wearing is a sweater, so you can imagine somebody walking and turning at just the right moments for this. So this is called Try This Sweater. Get set to say hello to the gusto shot putters know so well. Knit tightly yet kept light, this sweater will sweep you through any day of the week in a chest-swelling free fall. Seven mother-of-pearl buttons symbolize the seven lucky feelings, including the one when you drive a car brimming with radio and sun in the middle of February, so it's like you're in a greenhouse on wheels, and you are brilliant mobility. Notice the sweater is cuffless, giving you the confidence to make hot-blooded declarations such as, no, I will not cheat sleep, and perhaps songwriting, now's the time. The sweater never chafes, so you can throw a party monthly. You can let go big with the cast-iron weight you know you go with. And the next item on the runway would be somebody wearing a pair of tights. And maybe something else, but maybe not. And since it's our own fashion show, we can imagine that there's nothing else but tights. This is called Tights. Charlene wants a party to go to. She is new to the city and wearing cotton lycra tights successfully, a pair she's owned since way before she knew she'd come here. Charlene still goes for anything bright pink and orange, anything loud and belting, anything lifted up off the ground. Charlene is full of speed and longing. Charlene hasn't attended any parties without regret in recent memory. Parties elude her, elude and elude and elude her. They take what she has and spend it all at once like an accident. Charlene will not be an arm flung wide, joy smiling, top of the mountain, air hat, Mary Tyler Moore, the pull for her. They never show Mary's hat falling. It does, of course. Charlene's hat wafts down an unseen sigh near her lemon yellow neon boots, a gauntlet. All right, up next we have a white shawl collared terry robe. We can imagine somebody walking down the runway in this white shawl-collared terry robe. Anyone who's ever had an aging parent burn inside them will relish this next item, a pure white shawl-collared knee-length terry robe. You will inhale a memory, not altogether pleasant, of older men passionate for golfing, beaming in brilliant caps and slacks, kempt men, fresh-shaven and citrus-scented, vanilla-esque. Enjoy two full terry pockets, generous terry belt loops, and a matching terry tie. Your own father, Will's oil to say on his hair, his whiskers porcupine, his teeth mortared with tartar. He's the bloated water balloon looking for a cannon. He's lying in wait. In this robe, you can walk in the room, sink into the couch, and say, tell me everything on your mind. The lamp's low-watt light bulb will make this pure white terry robe glow gold. Your father's TV cart has been pushed back against the wall, a tangle of cables coiled behind, dormant. In the quiet, you can pass to him one gently hot ember bar on a hot pad, and he will see it in his hands, look up at you, and say, you're right. You've been right all along. The ember bar will glow gold, and even you and will both notice the ember bar brand chiseled on its face. You'll notice everything. There are not many people you will sit next to like this in a terry robe. Not many you will try and try and try for. Okay, and we have next up a pair of pants. And walking down our runway in these fashion show poems, we can imagine somebody wearing a pair of pants. If you think pants are pants, please turn your attention now to the pair Duncan has for us. Triple pleated for maximum leniency, this approach to pants updates a pattern favored by land workers and ferrymen, who for decades coveted the pants' full leg and enduring compliancy. In these pants, people have walked in pain, bitten by wind, under loud flat-size ashtrays without scent. People have carried on conversations while large fans roar and have dreams in which they stand stock still while mice escape, scraping linoleum frantic, taking corners on two paws. Featuring a crotch depth remarkable for its informality, in these pants you will notice practice waiting, filled up with the idea that nothing can outperform patience, and the belief that in these pants, eventually, you will be in a wide, well-worked field, look up, and the sky will be a deep ultramarine blue. Based on weaving methods usually reserved for light industrial cloth, these pants invite steady movement at very long tasks, digging, for instance, or tending children. You will walk and walk and walk in these pants until everything is foreign except the pants. Then, there, you will understand the isolation of yolks and whites, of maize rats and maize boxes, and for the first time, be able to pick out sounds one by one. A radio playing a singing voice on top of a guitar, on top of a drum, underneath the belly growl of an airplane's gray wake. And from inside you, a faint, gentle rasp of being lost. And we have one more, and this one is a guimpe. And we have to imagine somebody wearing a guimpe. And I had to look this up. But it's like a chemisette. A chemisette. Now, see, I don't even know how to pronounce that word, but I looked it up. It's the thing that you wear around your collar that, or it's like a collar, a high-neck collar.
Like an ascot?
Sort of, but it's like the thing that nuns have worn, except this isn't one of the kinds of nun things. So here we are in our fashion show poems, the last things that, yes.
Is it a uniform type thing, identifying somebody, or is it a fashion type thing?
You see, it was originally a nun's item, but then it can be recaptured by the fashion people.
Ah.
So this is being recaptured
religion
by the fashion.
Religion as fashion.
Well, no. Yeah. It's farther away from the religion thing. Just fashion is fashion. It's got a collar, so... In this guimpe, you will inflate as if the collar were so tight it could keep your airs from escaping, your blouse ballooning. But no, it is you who lifts with the tall-throated, finely woven yoke, who feels the tickle of embroidered floss on your sternum. Ah, you have the guimpe look, the guimpe loft, the guimpe feminine intensity. In your hand, you hold a report that says, "This woman has convinced me, and then some." You are final and desired as the buttons nestled in the warm roots of the hair at the very top of your neck's nape.
Right. And actually, I just thought of a person.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is that it?
That's it.
That's it. How many words was that? Okay, well...
Thank you. Thank you for letting me be here.
Oh,
what a wonderful
yes.
project.
Yes. It's...